it's time to pony up to the table and hear all of what's going on in the county, where it all comes together. The County Grapevine, a 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
Hello and welcome to the Grapevine for January 6th, the first Tuesday Grapevine of 2026. My name is Gage Broderick. I'll be your board operator for today, and I'm joined by reliable Tuesday host Suzanne O'Connor. How you doing, Suzanne?
Good. So today's show, in our third segment, this is going to be the first in a series focusing on the county's safety and well-being plan and its impact on our community. According to the County Foundation's Vital Signs report in October 2023, approximately 10 to 14% of the county's population lives on a low income. And the county ranks highest in Ontario for the percentage of low-income seniors and second highest in the province for food insecurity. So therefore, we're going to be starting off this series beginning with and highlighting poverty reduction and its action plan. So Hillary Fennell, who is the Community Initiatives Coordinator and project lead of this whole big, huge, massive, wonderful project, is going to be joining us to discuss why reducing poverty in our community is essential to safety and well-being, and how the community as a whole plays a role in building a more resilient place to live. And then second up, we're going to be sitting down with Duarte Da Silva, the CEO of the Prince Edward County Chamber of Commerce, for a timely conversation about the future of business in Prince Edward County, from workforce challenges in tourism, economic diversification, and the new collaborative initiatives that are going to be taking shape. So we're going to be exploring what local businesses are facing now and what opportunities lie ahead as we move into 2026. But first up, now this is really, really exciting. There's been a few workshops that, Gage, have you attended any of these workshops with Paul?
I have not yet, but I would love to in the future. I think that I dabbled a little bit in acting over the summer last year, and I would like to improve a little bit. I think improv would be a good resource for that.
Yes, I think so. And you're going to be learning today, as is a lot of folks and people that have been attending Paul Snapp's workshops. We're going to be learning about how it also really can affect our life and relationships as a whole. So Paul Snapp's is a comedy creator and producer, improv instructor and community builder who firmly believes that improv isn't just a performance skill, it is a life skill. He's the co-founder and executive director of the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival, one of Canada's only charities dedicated to supporting Canadian comedy artists, and the creative force as well behind Comedy Country. You probably have heard about that often here on County FM. So he brings professional comedy and training to Prince Edward County since 2015. And Paul Snapp's, of course, also hosts the award-winning program on Thursday nights for couple of hours each week, the Snaptic Tank 99.3, and has also taught applied improv in Loyalist College's radio broadcasting program. Paul Snapp's, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So Dave McQueen, God bless his soul, he's not here today. Renee Wiseman-Standards, thanks for doing the music, hosting today. There's all sorts of DJs and other personnel that have been attending your workshops. We are having so much fun. We're getting to know each other on a different kind of level, a different kind of, you know, fun space. But also, like you are going to be talking about today, we get to know ourselves. We get to maybe be more ourselves. And so we're going to talk about all this today. But and how is it that it is wiring our brain so that we are more confident and more confident to be vulnerable, maybe getting more confident with vulnerabilities and so on. Really, really cool stuff that you're up to. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, so Paul Snapp's, what is improv?
Yeah, okay, so starting from orbit, and we're moving quickly. So improv is really just a short form for the word improvisation. Improvisation simply means making it up, not having a script, not having a plan. So in any moment-to-moment scenario, we are operating from pure spontaneity. So it's, you know, improvisation exists in all kinds of creative pursuits. There's improvisational painting, there's improvisational music, as you probably know, you know, jazz in particular, improv jazz. And it simply just means making it up. In the theatrical context, that's the world where I work and live. It is simply the process of creating short theatrical scenes without a script. Short and simple. That's the simple definition of it.
Okay. The word improv, we often think about comedy on stage, but you define improv beyond performance. So why do you think that it applies so well to everyday life?
Yeah, I think, for folks who are familiar with it in the comedic context, the word improv can inspire all kinds of different reactions, from absolute terror, i.e. I don't want to ever do that in my life, that looks terrifying, to, wow, that's really dorky and silly. Folks who might, roll their eyes at watching Whose Line Is It Anyway. But what I love about improvising is that the process of doing so is, it trains our brains in really interesting ways. It puts us into a different mode of existing. And that mode of existing, I believe, and I've seen, that it can have really positive effects in other areas of your life that have nothing to do with ever being on a stage, that have nothing to do with ever performing in front of other people. It has to do with training our brains to do the opposite of what we've been trained to do since a tiny child, which is plan, avoid failure, avoid catastrophic outcome. And instead puts us into more of a childlike creation mode where we interpret new information readily, we accept it, and we ask ourselves, instead of how do I avoid that, instead we ask ourselves, well, how can I play with that? How can I build on that? And that's that shift, that way of looking at the world and looking at new information and problems can be really catalytic in other areas of your life. If you work in a team, if you are part of a married relationship or any kind of personal long-term relationship, some of the strategies and modes of thinking that you develop doing improv can be really helpful there.
So it sounds like you say, you're getting this new wiring happening, and others around you in the workshop are also getting their wiring working in the same direction. So we're all being sort of vulnerable. We're all realizing that nothing is going to be absolutely perfect, and that's okay. And then does that make us that much more confident in that situation because we're all on the same page?
100%. I mean, in the context of an improv workshop, everyone that is in that room has agreed to be there, right? And so with that comes a certain set of... And we've already taken a big step together. We're in that room. We've all agreed, okay, we're going to be vulnerable. We're going to do some silly stuff. We're going to take some risks. We're going to fail a bit. And we're going to have a heck of a good time doing it. So, you kind of, in the context of improv training, you start from this really positive first step anyway. The process then becomes playing with how we adapt to new information, new situations. And that's where you can get really creative and fun, and where, the process of doing short, silly improv scenes can start to make your brain feel like it's working in a different way. The idea of being without a script can be, as I said, terrifying to some people. You've seen it probably in each of our lives. Somebody's on stage or somebody's in a play and they forget a line. And it's like this shockwave goes through, the auditorium or the theater. Everyone can feel this moment of fear happen. And that's that moment where an improviser succeeds. That's where they grab on and go, ha ha, this is where the fun is. What am I going to do with this moment of uncertainty? And so if you think about, the construct of doing improvised comedy or improvised theater, let's put it that way, because I believe that comedy is the byproduct, not the intent, right? So we perform without a script, we understand we're doing that, and we develop some certain techniques for how to play together in a structured way, trading information, agreeing to each other's offers, adding new pieces of information to a scene as it goes. And what you'll find is our brains are naturally wired to plan. So we enter a scene together. We establish quickly that we're a married couple and our oven is on fire. You know, and now my scene partner brings in a brand new piece of information I didn't expect. Well, I'm going to take my plan, chuck it out the window, rewrite on the spot with my scene partner. So in a scenario where somebody forgets their line on stage, an improviser is going to find something fun to do there until we can get back on our feet.
So it's also rewiring to do with trust as well. Maybe you didn't have a certain kind of relationship with somebody before, and now because of this new relationship in this workshop, now there's a new trust as well between you and that person.
Yeah, for sure. I think that gets established by having some ground rules. Like in a workshop scenario, we know that we're doing this exercise. In real life, we don't always know that we're in an improv type situation. But in the context of a workshop, okay, cool. We know that we are on a trip together, you and I as a scene partner, that is bound and destined for failure. It is going there. How do you adapt to that? This is where the magic of improv happens. And this is where the positive outcomes for the rest of your life, I think, come too. Because we become rewired to how we deal with those failures, how we deal with unknown information. Instead of having a panic fear reaction, or a threat response, that through a process of repetition turns from a threat response into a play response, into a what do we do now response, instead of, oh my God, freeze.
One of your core principles is this is two words, yes and, in your workshops. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so if you've ever been around improv, you'll hear those two words a lot, yes and. It's a bit of a slogan. So it's a simplified, radically simplified version of a core principle of improv, which is simply that we are going to agree together, that we will accept whatever reality comes, and that we will contribute to that reality. So in its simplest form, and by way of training, you can do certain exercises like, I'm handing my scene partner what looks like it could be anything. I'm miming it. Here, happy birthday. Your responsibility is to accept that I'm handing you something. You could name it. Oh, thank you, a watermelon. That's fantastic. I got you this. Now I'm going to make that a pumpkin, whatever the case may be. Now we're starting. And so the first piece is about accepting that information that my scene partner has given me, identifying that this is now true in our little universe that we're building in 3 minutes on a improv stage or in a workshop. But I'm going to add something. I'm going to bring something to the party too. Now, if I know that this set of rules applies, I know that my scene partner knows those rules too. And I don't like to use the word rules, but we're creating a framework for working together. I'm bringing something to the table that I know you are going to accept as fact. And you are going to bring something and add it to whatever I added, and I am going to accept it as fact. And this is how we build a silly little scene together.
I also think that, would you say empathy is something that can also grow and be more understood?
Well, I think it's a necessity. So in a bunch of forms. So first and foremost, information can be added in an improvised setting in many different ways, by words, by actions, by inactions, by emotional responses, a cute little smile. All of these little things can be communicating information to your scene partner. And so as a scene partner, as an improviser, you become attuned to looking for those things. It's actively listening. You know, it's very busy. It's very difficult to think about your grocery list when you're in an improv scene. When I'm examining my scene partner for new information all the time, and I'm here, I'm present, and I have to know what the last piece of information that came from you is in order to keep building this sandcastle we're building together, right? So it becomes this active listening part. And when we actively listening, empathy comes with it. It's I'm with you, you're with me. I know what it's like to be in your skin because I'm sitting here right now with no script the same way you are. you know?
Okay, so how do people find out about your workshops or anything that you're doing in the
community? Yeah, Comedy Country is on a little bit of a quiet period now here after the holidays. We had many weather disruptions. Thanks for being nimble, everybody. But yeah, Comedy Country is on a bit of a quiet phase, but we do have our county comedy project coming up, and it starts at the end of April. So if you go to comedycountry.ca, you can check that out, and that's an eight-week live comedy boot camp process that we run through with support from the County Foundation and the Huff Family Fund. It is awesome. We've done it 3 years now. We just did our holiday hijinks show with folks who have come through that program, and it was a riot. Super fun. So that's where to go, comedycountry.ca, if you want to check out some more info and find out when we're doing more goofball fun training.
Amazing. You've been listening to Paul Sneps, and there's just way too many accolades and descriptors and titles for you. But keep in mind, folks, that this show repeats tonight after the 6 o'clock news if you missed the full interview. That's great. Paul, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And after this break, we've got Duarte da Silva, who is CEO of the Chamber of Commerce here in Prince Edward County, to talk about everything local business.